This is the CP Lab Safety Learning Center podcast. I'm Christy Breckus. As you know, working with hazardous chemical waste can pose serious problems. Successfully collecting and storing hazardous waste has been an issue in labs for many years. However, 20 years ago, safety took a big step forward with the invention of the port cap, or filling cap, and closed waste systems. Last week, I caught up with Dr. Ron Najafi, chemist, entrepreneur, and avid port cap enthusiast, to find out more about this handy device. Hi, I'm here today with Dr. Ron Najafi. How you doing, Ron?
Good, thank you.
It's great to have you here. So could you please tell me a little bit more about yourself and Emory Pharma?
Sure. I am the CEO of Emory Pharma. Emory Pharma is a contract research and development laboratory located in Alameda, California. We're FDA registered, DEA licensed, and GLP, GMP compliant. Half of our team are involved in chemistry. The other half are involved in biology. So we have laboratories. We have chemistry lab, microbiology lab, cell biology lab, and mycology lab. So we're involved in a lot of chemistry project that involves solvents and HPLCs and LCMS, and we also have our own nuclear magnetic resonance spectrometer.
That's very, very cool. The purpose of my interview with you today is I want to talk about port caps and their functions and why they're being used. So can you give me a brief history of the port cap?
So port caps really are a creation of last 20 years or so. They didn't exist before that. Those chemists who've been around know that typically instruments such as HPLC and various robotic synthesizers or LCMSs create a lot of liquid waste. And these are solvents that go through the instrument, and then they come out of the instrument and they simply go into a bottle. And typically we take a waste solvent bottle from some solvent that we use. These are these amber glass bottles, and we put them into the small tub, and we used to put the waste line directly into the bottle and collect them. And in some cases, people put parafilm to connect with the dangling line and also the bottle. In some cases, we would put aluminum. So the problem with those systems are that they, you know, they're open to the environment. And typically you're using acetonitrile, you're using dichloromethane. So a lot of these volatile solvents, boiling point anywhere from 35 degrees Celsius to 70, 80 degrees Celsius, they evaporate. And where do they evaporate? They evaporate in the lab. And the lab has a very strong flow of air because of the fume hood. So these solvents get evaporated into the lab, obviously, as becomes part of the air we breathe. And they go into the fume hoods. And ultimately, they contaminate the environment. They contaminate the outside environment as well. 20 years ago, a bunch of very concerned chemists came up with the idea of creating a port cap. And these port caps took different shapes, different things. And as part of one of my handy inventions, which was EcoFunnel, we actually came up with a very easy way to connect these tubes from HPLC into the EcoFunnel, which works really, really well. But there are other types other people have invented, and they're great products, and they're sold by lots of different distributors, of course, CP Lab Safety as well. So that's really the history of port cap, and I'd like to see more and more of these port caps. When I go visit labs, I often go visit university labs or industry labs, and by and large, industry labs are far more compliant in using port caps than academic labs. And that's why academic labs smell. That's why there's a lot of odor in academic labs, and it's really not good. And I encourage many chairmen of the departments of chemistry and biochemistry to really adopt some of these industry-wide safety systems, such as port caps and EcoFunnel.
So what you're saying is that port caps essentially help keep pollution out of the air in laboratories.
Absolutely.
I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
So Are these port caps difficult to use? Are they difficult to install? Can you give me a little more details on that?
So they're extremely easy to use. You know, you buy your port caps and you often tell where you're buying it from, such as CP Lab Safety, what kind of lines you would like to introduce into the port cap. So you need to give the outer diameter of the line that's coming in, and basically they will then provide everything with the port cap to you. So it's very easy to use. And once you have it, you just simply put in your lines and put it on top of your waste bottle.
Wow, that sounds super simple and efficient.
Right.
It's awesome. So how long have you been using them?
So we've been using them forever. To be honest with you, I was one of the early adopters of port caps with the use of EcoFunnel. And then, of course, we have other port caps at my previous company, NovoBay. We use them, and, of course, at Emory Pharma as well.
Very cool. Would you say that port caps have made a positive impact on Emory Pharma?
You know, not only port, it's really not one product that makes a lot of positive impact. It's really a combination of multiple things. I think the EcoFunnels are incredibly positive in terms of reducing the odor and reducing what you breathe in the lab. Port caps, of course, as well, because, you know, it's just additive. If you look at the number of bottles that are sitting underneath your HPLCs in a typical laboratory, and if those bottles are evaporating at, you know, 20, 30 milliliters a day, so it just adds up. And those things that go up essentially ends up in our lungs and on our skins and in our eyes. You know, it's an additive thing, so it's not one thing that makes a difference, but port caps are part of the solution.
Okay. So thank you for telling me all about yourself and Emory Pharma and these port caps. And I think it's so important that we try to keep our laboratories safe. And I think that we need to start practicing sustainable ways of conducting all the things we do in the workplace. So thank you so much for being here today.
I absolutely, it was a pleasure, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Thank you.